Good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shiny Rob's Hallmark program, standing featuring the Sugar Hammerheads and your midnight cartoons. A few reminders before we get underway this evening. My bats and balls can't be made to be able to play ever since. For safety reasons, we'll be staggered at all times while you breathe in. Also, for your safety, fans may not ever be able to play, and when you enter the field of play without permission, will be ejected from the city and subject to prosecution. Thank you. Shaggy Robinson Ballpark is a smoke-free ballpark within our main seating areas. For the comfort and convenience of those around you smoking, the use of e-cigarettes, vaping, and other tobacco products are not permitted in the seating area, party area, or restaurant. We ask that you please step outside the ballpark with GCNA. Fancy, sure, I take a look at the back of your tickets for special information from our 2022 season partners, Marco's Pizza and Pizza Media. You can redeem your ticket for $8 off admission to the Temple of Moon, or a fruit cheese bread from Marco's Pizza, the authentic Italian pizza. The Palmer College Power Racket, first of all, Power Racket College, you can find an excellent teaching and great program preparation. You'll experience an academic program that will consider hands-on clinical skills designed to prepare you for success. Your professional practice. Visit Palmer.edu to learn more.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combined on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a sunny Saturday afternoon. And game five of the six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads. Justin Rock with you here, high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark, leading you up until our 7.05 p.m. first pitch here on this Saturday night. Daytona looking to take the lead again in this series. Each team has won two of the first four games. They have split the first four contests. Daytona, a win, a loss, a win, a loss. The Tortugas fell behind 7-0 going to the bottom of the sixth inning last night. But the Tortugas scored four in that frame. Two more in the ninth put the tying run at third, the winning run at second with one out. But a strikeout and a ground out to first prevented Daytona from completing the marvelous comeback in the final innings last night. But they'll try and return to winner's circle again today. Sam Benscooter will get the ball for Daytona. 1-1, a 4.08 earned run average. He'll go up against the Indiana alum, Gabe Bierman, no record, a 1.83 ERA. So a little bit of Big Ten action on the bump tonight. Benscooter from Michigan State, Bierman out of Indiana. And they will duke it out here on the hill tonight. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. When we come back a little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with one of Daytona's relievers. That is the left-hander, Javian Sandridge. He'll be our guest when we return. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Tortugas and Hammerheads, game five of six coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the Tortugas relief aces. That is the southpaw, Javian Sandridge. Javian, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. About a month or so now into this season, how have you enjoyed yourself down here in Daytona Beach?
Oh, for sure. It's been awesome out here. Just being out here in this atmosphere, being by the beach, you know, it's been a great experience so far.
You got a great group of players with you, great group of pitchers that you work with. Great staff, coaching staff, support staff. What's it like getting to come to the ballpark every day with a group of people? It seems like you and your teammates enjoy being around one another every day.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better. You know what I mean? This is what we work for. You know what I mean? To be able to come out here and get better every day and play a game, you know, for a living. So I think we all just try to make the best of it each and every day, you know.
Now you're unique. You're the only left-hander on the entire pitching staff. Does anyone ever give you some grief about being the only lefty on the staff?
I wouldn't say grief. No, I would say that, you know, it's hard to not notice, you know what I mean? Because, you know, a lot of the work that we do and a lot of the techniques that we talk about are catered to right-handers, and they usually let me know, you know, that I'm the odd one out.
You're off to a marvelous start here in your first season in Daytona Beach. You've been trusted in a lot of late game situations, have a couple saves already. What does it mean to you, you know, been in the organization for a short period of time, to know that Todd, Gookie, and your entire staff trust you in those late game spots to finish off ball games?
I mean, that means a lot, honestly. You know, I definitely appreciate being able to get that opportunity. And, you know, like I said, like this is what I've been working for. You know what I mean? It doesn't get any bigger than that, you know, being able to close a game, being able to go out there and have the fans the most rowdy they've been all night, you know what I mean? That it's just really a great feeling. And then, you know, to perform and do well, that usually makes it a better night, you know.
It's always a wonderful time when you're going out there pitching. You've got, you know, thousands of screaming fans cheering for you. I know last year in the Arizona Complex League, you're really not playing in front of a whole lot of people.
Sure.
So what's it been like for you this season, getting to come out into your home ballpark and have so many people behind you every time you're throwing a pitch?
It's been awesome. It's been really awesome. I mean, for the past 4 years, I've been playing on backfields and, you know, just really craving this feeling, you know what I mean? That adrenaline, that ability to just lock in and be able to go. And then, you know, and even though there's a lot of fans out there, whenever you're in that zone, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, you get into that mindset that, you know, this is what matters. You know what I mean? And it's been awesome.
What's it like for you as well when you get that final out and having the entire team come out there and sort of, seems like more often than not, they're sort of bum rushing you to celebrate with you.
For sure. I mean, that's honestly what I've been praying for. You know what I mean? I think that experience, that opportunity to just give praise, you know, I always put my hand up in there just because I think that's important for me. Like, I prayed to be able to have fans screaming my name and show them why I'm able to do what I do, and that's because of my Lord and Savior, you know, so it's an awesome opportunity.
You've had a long, arduous journey to get here to Daytona Beach. You were originally drafted by the Orioles out of high school, were released during the pandemic, and ended up pitching at Lynn University last year at Tampa. So what was that like getting to, you know, being in pro ball, unfortunately getting released during the pandemic, and how did you find out that you were still able to pitch a little bit in college before the Reds came calling?
Honestly, that whole experience, it was really humbling. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, it was a difficult decision right when I got released because, you know, my pride was hurt. You know what I mean? To say that, you know, I didn't go to college and I made this decision to go play pro ball, and then for it to be taken away from me, that was something that I had to overcome. And luckily, I have a really strong support system. I have a lot of people that, you know, gave me a lot of guidance through that time, and that was definitely one of the hardest times, one of the best learning experiences I've had, because, you know, I was able to understand that even though the situation isn't what I wanted, even though that the path that I thought isn't exactly what it's going to be, you know, I was able to overcome that and going to school. And, you know, that experience being at Lynn University, it was truthfully one of the best experiences in my life, just because I was able to meet a lot of people. I was able to, you know, really understand what it's like to be a professional baseball player, because I had to take that step back and realize it means more than I was putting into it, you know.
Not many people know that you can pitch a little bit in minor league baseball and be able to go back and play in college. So how did Lynn University get connected to you, and when did you find out? Did you know that was something that could happen?
Actually, I didn't know, but I as soon as I got released, I had a, you know, family friend who helped me out through the process of getting drafted reach out to me, and he told me, hey, this might be possible. And it took me a few months to get all the information together and to reach out to a lot of people. And, you know, even like I said, even when I did get that information, it was still a difficult decision. But speaking with Coach Garbalosa from Lynn University, he was really a great person who helped me out so much that I owe him so much, and I'm really grateful for the experience that I had there with him, just because, you know, he told me that he had other people who had done the process before, and every other school that I spoke to didn't really understand the process. So, you know, Coach Garbalosa, I got to give him a big shout out for, you know, the opportunity that he gave me.
You put in all that work, you go through that humbling experience of being released and having to sort of find yourself again, and then after the college season is over, the Cincinnati Reds come calling and offer you a contract to get back into pro baseball. What was that moment like for you to know all that hard work that you put in over the last year plus and the crazy time across the world that, you know, you're back where you're supposed to be?
That moment is something I'll never forget. You know, me and my family were actually driving the summer ball and to Connecticut, you know, from Maryland. So we were all on the road. That was going to be the first time that my family seen me pitch since high school. And that was when I got the call. And I was driving, and my family was in a separate car. So I called them, broke down in tears. Man, it's something I'll never forget, you know.
And now here you are in Daytona Beach at an affiliate. And during this series here against Jupiter, you've had family out here getting a chance to watch you pitch. Your son got a chance to watch you pitch for the first time on a fantastic ball game. Got to see you close out a victory. What was that like for you after all that you've been through to share this moment, to share this week and this time with your family and your son?
That experience was awesome. You know, I truly believe that everything that happens for a purpose, and everything that happened that night lined up perfectly. You know, my son being out here, you know, having the opportunity to go and close a game and fans cheering, and they put him up on the big screen 5 minutes before I went into the game, and it was truly a blessing, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
Well, we're certainly blessed to have Javian here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. It's been such a pleasure to watch you so far this season. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Justin.
Next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow!
Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Time for baseball on this Saturday evening. Justin Rock back with you here from a sunny Jackie Robinson ballpark. And as Daytona warms up on the field, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, put together by their manager, Angel Espada. Leading off, playing second base, Jose Salas. Khalil Watson back in the lineup tonight. He'll bat second at short. Kyler Castillo, another three-hit game yesterday. He'll bat third and right. Osiris Johnson homered yesterday. He'll clean up in center. Brady Allen back in the lineup. He'll bat fifth and DH. Christian Rodriguez over at first base hit sixth. Cameron Barstad back in the lineup after missing the last 2 days. He'll bat seventh behind the plate. Javier Sanoja, third baseman, hits eighth. And Javian Cody will bat ninth in left field with Gabe Bierman on the mound. As for Daytona, their starting lineup put together by their second-year manager, Gookie Dawkins. Gus Steiger leads off at short, batting second and playing in right field, Austin Hendrick. Hitting third in center field, Jay Allen the second. Jamal O'Gwin had a 2-RBI double last night. He'll clean up in left field. Batting fifth at first base, Michelle Triana. Hayden Jones is the DH in the sixth hole. Rainey Reyes bats seventh at third base. Sebastian Almonte in the eighth spot at second. And batting ninth behind the plate, doing the catching for Ben Scooter, is Wilfred Astudillo. Ben Scooter, 6'3", 223 pounds, 24 years old, from Tecumseh, Michigan, making his sixth appearance and third start of the year. Jose Salas to lead off, hitting 200, 17 for 85, five doubles, a homer, four batted in. Salas is ready. Ben Scooter ready to wind up our first pitch of the game on the outside corner for a strike at 93. And we're underway right on schedule at 7:05 Eastern Time. The righty's 0-1. And Salas takes low. And the count 1-1. Salas 1-for-5 last night with a strikeout. Switch hitter batting lefty, the 1-1. And that one misses high. And the count 2-1. Ben Scooter, 1-1 record, a 4.08 ERA. The 2-1 off the outside corner, 3-1. Gave up 13 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings so far this season. Only four walks and 28 strikeouts. The righty's 3-1. Inside ball four. And so Salas earns a five-pitch walk here to begin the top half of the first inning. Ben Scooter hasn't walked more than one batter in a game this season. Walked one his last time out of the bullpen against the Mets last Sunday, and now Khalil Watson. Watson ejected from the game on Thursday for arguing balls and strikes. Getting the start back at shortstop again today. Lefty batter, and the first pitch fastball on the outer half at 92, 0-1. Watson at 256 in 21 games. 11 extra base hits, 5 homers, and 20 RBIs. Salas leads off of first, the 0-1. And Watson pulls it on the ground foul towards the first baseline. It is 0-2. Right now in Daytona Beach, sunny. Very few clouds to speak of. A small puffy cloud out beyond right field. Another couple out beyond the left field wall. But mostly blue skies up above on this Saturday. The 0-2. High and away. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a ball and two strikes. 85 degrees right now in Daytona. Real feel at 83. 19-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west. American flag out in center, blowing sharply to right field tonight. Runner goes, 1-2, swung on and missed. Astudillo's throw down, the tag by Steiger, not in time. So no strike him out, throw him out, double play. Watson out on strikes. A stolen bag for Salas. Right, and the Hammerheads a man in scoring position and one out for Kyler Castillo. That stolen base for Salas is seventh of the year. Leads the team. So a man in scoring position and one out. Castillo, the batter, had three hits last night, 3 for 5 with an RBI and a run score. As you hear the wind howl, as Castillo takes off the outer half 1-0. Defensive alignment behind Ben Scooter tonight, left to right in the outfield. It is Jamal O'Quinn, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick as Castillo pops it in the air. Right-hand side, Hendrick racing in and towards the line, and he'll reach up above his head and make the catch. Ran so hard, the hat came flying off about 50 yards behind him. But Austin Hendrick, a great running play in and towards that white chalk line. And that takes away a base hit and potentially an RBI. The man stays at second for Osiris Johnson. Johnson hit a first-inning home run last night to dead center field off Tanner Cooper. Johnson hitting at .174 in 19 games. 12 for 69. Two doubles, a homer, and five batted in. The first pitch to Johnson, foul to the right. Out of play, it's 0-1. Osiris last night, 1 for 4 with that two-run homer. Third to first around the infield for Ben Scooter tonight. Rainey Reyes, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Michelle Triana with Wilford Astudillo doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-1. On the inside corner, a called strike, 0-2. Ben Scooter against the Mets on Sunday in relief. Two innings, two runs, two hits. A walk and three strikeouts. Did not factor into the decision in that ballgame. Second baseman Almonte holds on the runner as Johnson skies one in the air towards the right field line, curling towards foul territory, and Hendrick runs out of real estate as it lands off by the groundskeeping shed. Out of sight behind the Budweiser bullpen. So it remains 0-2 on the Hammerheads DH. There was a DH last night, center fielder today. Ben Scooter, only two runs he allowed in that last outing against the Mets on a two-run home run in the fifth inning by Shervin Newton. There were just 41 pitches, a season low in that outing. 26 of those were strikes. Salas walked and stole second. He's there with two down. And time called by the batter Johnson right before Ben Scooter came home with the 0-2. Johnson last night called for time and then swung at a pitch and flied out to left, but the umpire still granted him time and then hit the home run. The 0-2. Johnson reaches for one and fouls it off the plate. It stays at 0-2. Johnson, good baseball bloodlines. His dad, Marcel, a former pro ball player, and is a cousin of former NL MVP, Philadelphia Phillies legend Jimmy Rollins, and former Baltimore Oriole, played for a lot of different teams, Tony Tarasco, the outfielder, the 0-2. Johnson on the ground at third, fielded by Reyes, looks the runner, and then throws to first for the final out of the inning. So the Hammerheads get the leadoff man aboard, put him in scoring position, but can't bring him home. No runs, no hits, one left at the end of a half an inning. Jupiter nothing, here come your Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Gabe Bierman on the mound for the Hammerheads tonight. Right-hander standing at 6'1", 195 pounds. 22 years old from Jefferson, Indiana. Seventh round pick of the Marlins last year. Out of Indiana University, or the University of Indiana at Bloomington. Dust Steiger will lead off against him. Steiger, Hendrick Allen, O'Gwin, Triana Jones, Reyes, Almonte, Astudillo, the lineup for the Tortugas tonight. Steiger had a big RBI double in the ninth inning last night, but was stranded at second base with the winning run, hitting 276 on the season. And the first pitch he sees today, it called strike chest high. It is 0-1. Steiger, 276 clip, 5 extra base hits, no homers, 11 batted in. Now the 0-1. That pitch is high. It is 1-1. Numbers for the Jupiter starter, Bierman, on the year. Here's the 1-1. And Steiger hits one on the ground to short. Coming in on it is Watson. Sidearm throw into the sunlight. And Rodriguez, a nice job to stay with it for the first out. That's always a big variable in the 7 o'clock start times. Sun setting off towards the third base side. And until it gets nestled behind the buildings on Beach Street, and the bleachers along the third base side, can be a challenge for the first baseman to see a throw from the left side of the infield. Austin Hendrick will step up and takes a called strike, 0-1. Austin hitting at 253 in 23 games. 9 extra base hits, 6 homers, a team high, 15 batted in. And he chases the off-speed down and away, 0-2. Bierman making his fifth appearance, fourth start. No record, a 1.83 ERA, as that one fouled to the padding behind the plate, 0-2. Bierman, 16 hits allowed in 19 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks, and 24 strikeouts, a 2.13 opponent average coming into play today. Another 0-2, and Hendrick strikes out. Pitch down at 85, and Bierman has his first strikeout tonight. Two away in the first, and now Jay Allen the second. Allen, 247 on the year in 22 games. 6 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 12 RBIs. 0 for 4 last night with a walk. Bierman from the first base side of the slab. First pitch to the center fielder. On the outer half, strike one. Defensive alignment behind Bierman tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Javion Cody, Osiris Johnson, and Kyler Castillo. The 0-1. Outside corner again with a fastball. Allen doesn't agree. It is 0-2. Third to first around the infield. Javier Sanoja, Khalil Watson, Jose Salas, and Christian Rodriguez with Cameron Barstad doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2. And Allen fouls it towards the first base side. It remains no balls and two strikes. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Alex Laurie and Christian Argueza is on the bases. Now the 0-2. Missing low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Bierman, last time out for Jupiter. That was on Saturday a week ago today against Palm Beach. 5 1/3, a run on 4 hits. 1 walk, 4 Ks. No decision in that start. The 1-2. Allen pulls one foul. Over by the third base coach's box. It'll stay a ball and two strikes. Lights on here at the stadium, but no effect just yet. The 1-2 pitch. Allen, a check swing, ground ball up the third baseline, but Sanoja will let it spin it to the left, a foul ball where it's picked up. In front of the third base bag, it will stay at a ball and two strikes. Another good battle here from Allen. As the next pitch will be the seventh of this at-bat. Some have a long at-bat in the first inning against Chris Machma yesterday. That's what Allen does, puts his bat on the ball and lets his skills do the talking that way. The 1-2 pitch, Allen off the hands, foul ground, first base side, Barstad over by the dugout, but on the roof of the grandstand, it'll stay 1-2. I'd like to wish a happy 22nd birthday to Tortugas reliever Ryan Cardona. First birthday for Daytona in the month of May. A happy birthday to the reliever. The 1-2 pitch, and Allen, another spoiled offering. Off the hands and towards East Orange Avenue. Fourth straight foul ball by Allen. He's had 5 with 2 strikes. Righty batter with an open stance. The 1-2. And Allen takes up and away. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Make this a 10-pitch battle between the righty and the center fielder. Two-two. And Allen, a line drive over the head of the third baseman, a base hit. Well, advertisement comes up in front of us as the left fielder, Cody, throws in towards third. It's a double for Jay Allen, the second. And Daytona has the game's first base hit. Jay's in scoring position with 2 down. Allen with his 5th double of the year, 7th extra base hit. And now the baton pass to Jamal O'Quinn. Allen continuing his strong play to start his first full pro season. Another marvelous at-bat. Doubling on the 10th pitch. Jamal O'Quinn, the hitter, had a 2-run double to left yesterday. And that 4-run 6th, first pitch to him, is on the outer half. It's 0-1. Looks like the home plate umpire, Laurie, giving an inch or two off the corners. O'Quinn hitting at .263 in 12 games. 10 for 38, 2 doubles, no homers, 3 RBIs. Righty looks towards second. The 0-1, and O'Quinn watches as that breaks down and away. Count 1-1. Bierman, according to the Hawkeye technology, that last outing, 45% of the time through a sinking fastball, 19% the changeup, and 13% the curveball. looks towards second base. The 1-1. And O'Quinn pulls it in front of the third base coach, Lenny Harris. A couple of Daytona players scattering by that auxiliary bench. 1-2 now on the Tortuga left fielder. O'Quinn has done a great job getting on base since joining the Tortugas. Look towards second. 1-2. Curveball down and away. And O'Quinn lays off. It's 2-2. O'Quinn has reached safely in 11 of those 12 games he's played with the team. 8 game on base streak entering play tonight, hitting 286, I should say. In that span, 8 for 28. 2-2. And he got him swinging. Fastball away at 92. And Bierman picks up the strikeout, his second of the inning. To strand a man in scoring position. No runs, a hit, one left. After one, no score on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday Firework Extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbor's Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second, leadoff man retired in the second. And now it is the first baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez also did not play yesterday, had the evening off. And Ben Scooter, a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Rodriguez hitting at 213 in 21 games. 3 extra base hits, no homers, and 2 RBIs. And now he chases the back foot slider that bounces. And the count quickly, 0-2. Daytona tonight, alternate green uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back, powder blue border. About half black sleeves out the either end of that jersey top for a Scooter. As he strikes out Rodriguez on the slider down for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout tonight for Ben. And there is two away for Cameron Barstad. Ben Scooter has a lot of different nicknames. Ben Scooter. And, of course, also goes by his first name, Sam, as well. But I haven't heard many people call him by that in the locker room. As the first pitch to Cameron Barstad, a called strike 0-1. Barstad had off the last two nights for Jupiter. Now the 0-1. Off the outside edge, 1-1. Barstad, 8 for 46, a 174 average. 4 doubles, no homers, 4 RBIs. Long white pants down to the ankles for Ben Scooter as that sails outside 2-1. White on white cleats. Nike cleats dug into the stadium mound. Green cap, green bill. White Block D logo on the front with Sheldon through the middle wielding a bat. As Barstad takes low, it's 3-1. Javier Sanoja, the third baseman, waiting on deck. The righty's 3-1, and this one yanked on the ground towards first. Coming in on it is Triana, make the forehand pick, and steps on the bag himself to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Jupiter against Ben Scooter in the second, retires the side on 11 pitches after 1.5, still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the second inning, Daytona and Jupiter scoreless here on this Saturday night. Fans need to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Triana Jones and Reyes due up in the second as Triana takes off the inner half. It is 1-0. Triana playing first base again tonight. The 1-0. And a swing and a miss at 91 away. It is 1-1. Triana hitting .176 in 22 games. 15 for 85. Four doubles, no homers, and eight RBIs. The 1-1. In towards the kneecaps. It is 2-1. Triana last night 0-4. Struck out a couple of times. Shortstop Watson essentially playing up the middle. And Triana takes down and away. It's 2-1. Jupiter tonight, alternate black uniforms again. White piping around the collar, down the front of the jersey. Hammerheads across the chest in white. Now the 2-1, and Triana sends it back just below our booth. And it's 2-2. White numerals on the back, orange border. Gray pants. Bierman has them hiked up to his kneecaps. Black piping along the side of them. The payoff pitch. And Triana line drive left field. That one's down for a base hit. So Triana aboard with a leadoff single on that line drive in front of the left fielder, Javion Cody. And now the designated hitter, Hayden Jones. Jones, second straight game, serving as the DH. Left-handed batter in the first pitch is up and away for ball one. Jones hitting at .239 in 19 games. Three doubles, a homer, five RBIs. Did reach base a couple times last night on a double and a walk, scored a run. Runner goes, pitch up and in, the throw down, and the tag not in time. Throw was a little high. Triana able to slide in there head first. And Daytona a stolen base, count 2-0 on Jones. And another man in scoring position for the Tortugas. Second steal of the year for Triana, 29th for the team. Shortstop Watson playing behind the base runner as time called at home plate. Bierman, those high black socks now comes home. And the breaking ball inside. It is 3-0 on Hayden. Rainey Reyes, the third baseman, waiting on deck. The 3-0. Outside ball four. And Jones aboard with a walk. First free pass given up by Bierman tonight. And the first two men up have reached against him in this second inning. Rainey Reyes stepping in. Reyes, another good game last night. Batting average up to .167 now in 17 games. 8-for-48, a double. No homers, two RBIs as time called at home by the catcher. Reyes, 1-for-3 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. His base hit came in that ninth inning rally. First pitch to Rainey, and that one slowly bounced off home plate 0-1. Reyes, who had that 0-for-17 slide snapped earlier in this series, now on a four-game hit streak. 5-4 his last 13 coming into play today. It's a .385 average. 2-1, nobody out. The 0-1. And Reyes takes down and away. Low, it is 1-1. Bierman, black and white Adidas cleats, dug into the stadium mound. Right arm dangling at his side as he leans in over that front leg for the sign. 1-1. And Reyes thought about it. Lays off the curveball away. It's 2-1. Black cap, black bill for the Hammerheads tonight. Silver J fishhook logo on the front. Hammy the Hammerhead resting on it to the right. And an orangish-red lighthouse in the backdrop. 2-1. Reyes off the pause. Sends it to the mesh netting. It is 2-2. A single, a stolen base, and a walk is how Daytona has started the second inning. Reyes trying to come through with a base hit. Now the 2-2. And Reyes drives one left center field over to his right as Johnson reaches up over his head and makes the catch. Jones has to scurry back to first and does. Triana was about halfway to third. Jones was more than three-quarters of the way to second. As Osiris Johnson with a great catch, reaching back over his head for the first out of the inning. Reyes gave it a drive, and maybe had that ball not been curled a little bit back towards right with the wind blowing in that direction, maybe carries over his head. But Johnson with a nice play. And Daytona will keep men at first and second and one out for Sebastian Almonte. A line drive caught by the shortstop, Watson. Triana too far off the bag. And Watson to his left steps on second for a double play to end the inning. Reyes and Almonte looked like they had RBI knocks off the bat. But Watson and Johnson with plays, the latter a double play to end the inning. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left at the end of two. Still scoreless on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Eight, nine, and one coming up for Jupiter in the third, scoreless ball game through two innings, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. And the first pitch of the third from Ben Scooter. Up and in to Javier Sanoha. It is 1-0. Sanoha getting the start at third base tonight for Jupiter. Swing and a miss, 94 mile an hour fastball. It is 1-1. Sanoha hitting at 235, or rather 167, excuse me, in 19 games. 12 for 72. A double, no homer, six RBIs, as that sweeps outside and low. And the count 2-1. Dimensions here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, for those who have never been. It is 317 down the left field line, 400 to dead center. 325 to the pole and right. Sanoha, hard line drive back up the middle, fielded on a hop by Reyes to his right. Rather, Almonte, excuse me. And Almonte will make the play on a first for the out. Ben Scooter had a duck out of the way of that line drive. And a nice job by Almonte for the first out. Javion Cody coming up, had an RBI base hit yesterday. Part of that three-run second inning for the Hammerheads. Cody hitting at 204 in 15 games, 10 for 49. And the first pitch curveball on the inside corner, 0-1. Cody, three extra base hits, one a homer and five batted in the 0-1. And that spins on the outside corner, another strike, 0-2. Cody attended the same community college that Owen Holt did, Alvin Community College in Texas. As he takes up and in, it is 1-2. One-two pitch, up and in once again at 92. And Cody able to get out of the way. It's two balls and two strikes. Ben Scooter, undrafted free agent signee last year by the Reds out of Michigan State. Had a great career for the Spartans, set their single-game strikeout record. The 2-2, down and away. Sliding stop by Astudillo, it is a full count. Broke Mark Mulder, the former Major League All-Stars, record for single game strikeouts. He had 17 in a game against Nebraska on April the 25th of last year, over 9 1/3 innings, as that one on the inside corner got Cody looking. 82, either a changeup or a short breaking slider. And Ben Scooter picks up his third K tonight, first of the backwards variety. And back to the top of the order in Jose Salas. Mark Mulder's record was 16 against Campbell University in 1998. So it stood for 13 years until the man on the mound right now for Daytona came along. As Salas' first pitch swinging, lifts it in the air. Astudillo back in our direction and reaches up, makes the catch in front of the netting to end the inning. One pitch is all it took for Ben Scooter to retire Salas. He has now retired 9 in a row since giving up a leadoff walk to Jose to start the game. 11-pitch inning for Ben Scooter in the third. 2.5 complete. Still no score on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386
206-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Daytona and Jupiter scoreless on this Saturday night. 9-1 and 2-2 up against Gabe Bierman. Wilfred Astudillo, first pitch, swinging line drive, base hit in the left. Cody gets in front to cut it off, and Astudillo stops at first with a leadoff single. Good way to begin the third for Daytona. Second straight inning, they've put the leadoff man on. And back to the top of the order, and Gus Steiger. Steiger has been on such an impressive stretch. Best of his pro career over the last couple of weeks as Steiger hits one off the hands to third. Waiting on it, Sanoha. On to second for one. Relay to first by Salas late. So a 5-4 fielder's choice. And Astudillo erased at second. Steiger aboard, one out. And now Austin Hendrick. Hendricks struck out his first time. 0-for-1 tonight. Still looking to try and cut down some on those K numbers in his second full pro season. Off to a marvelous beginning. And that one in the dirt kicks off the shin protector of Barstad and rolls heavily towards Daytona's third base dugout, actually right to the netting in front. And Steiger advancing to second on a wild pitch. Man in scoring position for Austin. Daytona's had a man in scoring position in each of the first three innings tonight. Looking to capitalize here. Righty comes home, and Hendrick a line drive right field over to his right. That one going to get down in front of Castillo. A base hit. Steiger rounds third, heading to the plate. Hendrick on his way to second. He slides it head first safely. RBI double for Austin Hendrick. His team-leading 16th RBI of the year, and Daytona has a 1-0 third-inning lead. Great hustle by Austin. Castillo did a good job to cut that one off in right center field. Took a tricky hop on him. 100 miles an hour off the bat for Austin on that line drive. But Hendrick comes through again, his 10th extra base hit of the season, his fourth two-bagger. And another man in scoring position now for Jay Allen the second, who doubled himself his first time up. He is 1-for-1. Righty against righty. And the first pitch to Jay again out towards right field. Back goes Castillo to the warning track at the wall. That one's off the fence. Hendrick had to hold up at second base. He'll only get to third. Allen slides in feet first with another double. Can't blame Hendrick at all there. I know he's upset he didn't score on that play, but could not risk it with one out in the inning to potentially get doubled off. 97 miles an hour off the bat on that line drive by Allen, just barely missing, getting it out of the ballpark there. The wind really carrying out to right field tonight. And that has helped out Hendrick and Allen on those last two line drives, as it's made it a little bit more challenging for Castillo going back on those baseballs. So Allen, two at-bats, two doubles tonight. He now has six on the year. And Daytona with second and third and one out, as Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation with the right-hander Bierman. So the meeting has concluded. On at third, Allen at second with another two-bagger as O'Gwynn takes underneath the hands for ball three. Michelle Triana, lefty swinging first baseman on deck. Daytona a run in on five hits tonight. They have one on three in this third inning alone as time called at home plate by O'Gwynn. since he made his debut, or really since he was added to the roster on April 22nd, has been outstanding. The 3-0 on the inside corner is strike 3-1. Especially at getting on base, he's third in the league in on-base percentage since April the 22nd. At 451, Kyler Castillo, the man in right field, leads the league in that span at 600. As O'Gwynn takes up and away ball four, and he's now reached base safely in 12 of 13 in his pro career. Base is loaded, one out, but a double play in order for Michel Triana. Triana, single to left, stole a base, doubled off on the line drive to end last inning. Another opportunity for him with runners in scoring position. And the first pitch, and Triana drives one deep right field. Castillo's just going to give a look, and that one way, way out of here. Michel Triana with a grand slam. His first home run of the year. RBIs 9, 10, 11, and 12. And there was no doubt on that puppy. Daytona takes a 5-0 third inning lead. That one sailed off towards the parking lot again. Trying to give Austin Hendrick a run for his money after the home run he hit on Thursday night. Out beyond the auxiliary parking lot, beyond the right field wall. And there's some walking out there to find where it went. Aiden Jones is the batter with the bases empty and a foul ball to the left. It's 0-1. At the first home run Bierman's allowed this season. Triana, who had struggled with runners in scoring position coming into the series, a couple of big blows in the last few days as Jones hits one hard but pulled very foul. It is 0-2. To Jones, and this one again, a little bit early, landing inside the Budweiser bullpen. And it stays at 0-2. Four in for Daytona in the third, rather five in for Daytona in the third. On four hits, Jones the seventh man to bat in the inning. Still only one out. Here's the 0-2. And that one high. Rushing it back, it's a ball and two strikes. Action in Jupiter's right field bullpen, Yoilan Quiñones. Up and throwing. Out and right. 1-2. And Jones a hard line drive. Base hit into right center field. That one rolling towards the gap. Johnson over to cut it off. And then Jones slams on the brakes and heads back to first base with a one-out single. So Daytona continuing to tack on. As now it is Rainey Reyes. Reyes flied out to center. Last inning 0-for-1 on that great over-the-head catch by Osiris Johnson. Bierman offers, and Reyes takes up and away for ball one. And another day in which Daytona plays at home, in which they have scored four or more runs. Runner goes from first. Reyes hits one on the ground to short. Watson can't step on the bag as the runner is there and throws on to first to get Reyes instead for the second out. So the man in motion keeps Daytona out of the double play. As Jones now at second and two out for the ninth batter of the inning, Sebastian Almonte. Almonte lined into that double play to end the inning, six unassisted. Righty against righty. The man who led off the inning, Astudillo, on deck. And Almonte reaches and gets it off the end of the bat. It's a foul ball, 0-1. Almonte head off last night. 1-for-2, scored a and tied a career best with a couple of walks in Thursday's 10-0 win. The 0-1. And Almonte takes a fastball high, 1-1. Bierman. That is 20th pitch of the inning. He's thrown 57 through the first 2 2/3 tonight. Jones off of second base. Not really being held on the 1-1. And the dirt kicks to the left of the catcher. Can't find it. And Jones, a great read, able to advance to third. So a wild pitch will allow Jones to take third base. And now another run 90 feet away with a 2-1 count on Almonte. Five runs in on four hits, or rather five hits in this third inning. 2-1. Almonte takes up and in for ball three. Next pitch will be the 60th of the night for Bierman. Had a great career at Indiana, switched between reliever and starter quite a bit. Started all last year for the Hoosiers. Now the 3-1. Almonte in the air to right. Castillo turning to his left, skimming the warning track, and now onto that brown shaded turf. Makes the catch to end the inning. But Daytona sends all nine batters to the plate. They score five runs on five hits. The big blow, a grand slam by Michelle Triana. We head to the fourth, 5-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172. Or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Sam Benscooter getting a pitch with the lead for the first time tonight, as Daytona has a 5-0 lead on the Michelle Triana Grand Slam. Khalil Watson, Kyler Castillo, Osiris Johnson, the three due up in the inning. And the first pitch to Watson is, I believe, ruled inside for ball one. Check swing. And Watson could not hold up on that pitch. Buried. It is one ball and one strike. Daytona looking to earn at least a split of the series with a win tonight. As Watson, a foul ball. And the count is 1-2. Very windy night here in Daytona Beach. We've seen the wind gusts be up to about 22 miles an hour. Right now it's 16. As that one bounces before the plate. Blocked by the catcher, Astudillo. It is 2-2. Through three, Hammerheads, no runs, no hits, no errors. They have left one. Daytona, five runs, seven hits. No errors, they have left. Benscooter from the first base side of the hill, the 2-2. And Watson sends one out towards the Halifax River to the left-hand side. It is 2-2. Watson, number one prospect in the system by MLB.com, number two by Baseball America. As that one on the outer half, got him looking, strike three. Watson down on strikes for the second time tonight. Benscooter with his fourth strikeout. And the leadoff man retired in the fourth inning, make that 10 in a row. Retired by the righty. Kyler Castillo coming up. Flied out to right his first time. And that one in the dirt. rolls up Astudillo's legs and ends up banging off the netting. It is 1-0. Castillo, fly ball to right, his first time up on a nice running catch by Hendrick. Sun continuing to set off to our left as Castillo hits one in the air right center field. Over to his left is Allen, and right by the bill of his cap makes the backhanded grab for the first out. Rather, second out, excuse me. Two away now in the fourth inning. Osiris Johnson will be the batter. Grounded out to third for the final out of the first inning, 0-1. Johnson, Marlins' second-round pick back in 2018. Number 24 prospect in the system by MLB.com. Has that down and away. All the way to the backstop, 1-0. Was drafted in 2018 out of Ensenal High School in Alameda, California. But did not play at all in the 2019 season. Prior to the pandemic, is that inside 2-0. Had surgery to repair a tibial stress fracture in his right leg. And then last year, we talked about it last night or a couple nights ago, moved from second base in the infield out to the outfield in center. As Johnson takes down and away for ball three. Quiñones still throwing in the hammerhead bullpen. Have to imagine he'll come on to pitch the fourth. And Ben Scooter misses outside with a slider, ball four. So that ends the streak of 11 in a row retired by Ben Scooter. First time he's walked multiple batters in a game this season. And one on, two out for Brady Allen. Allen, DH, ground out to short his first time, 0-1. Johnson, good speed over at first base. And the pitch to Allen. Foul towards the right-hand side. And the Pavilion 0-1. Allen, Florida kid, went to Jenkins High School in Lakeland. He's one of Baseball America's top draft prospects in 2018 in their top 500. The 0-1. And that one punched to the screen, 0-2. Did not play last year after signing because of an elbow injury. He suffered shortly after he put pen to paper, so didn't make his debut until this season. Somewhat similar to Jamal O'Gwin. 0-2. And Allen, another foul ball off the end of the bat towards the first base seats. Number 36 prospect in the Marlins system, according to Baseball America. The baseball family is brother Dylan, who's a college baseball player at Liberty. Good baseball program there, 0-2. Hit on the ground to third. Reyes to his left, bobbles, finds the handle, throw to first, stretched by Triana, in time! Nice recovery by Reyes to throw out Allen, who is hustling up the first baseline. No runs, no hits, because of the walk, one man left at the end of 3.5, still 5-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, call to the bullpen for Angel Espada and the Hammerheads. It is the right-hander, Yoelin Quiñones. 6'3", 236 pounds, 22 years old, from San Felipe in Venezuela. Signed by the Marlins back in 2017. Wilford Astudillo, his brother a Marlins farmhand in AAA Jacksonville, swings again at the first pitch of the inning. But this one on the ground is second. And not having to move all too much is Salas, who makes the play on a first for the opening out. So Astudillo 1-for-2. And Quiñones faces the first batter and retires him on one pitch. Gus Steiger 0-for-2, reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. Quiñones making his 7th appearance of the year, no record. A 6.48 ERA is that as low for ball one. Quiñones, 2 saves, 11 hits, and 8 in the third innings. 2 walks and 8 strikeouts. 1-0. And Steiger takes a chest-high strike. Letter high, it's 1-1. Final line for the starter, Gabe Bierman, tonight. He goes 3 innings. Steiger off the end of the bat, softly hit to short. Watson charging, bobbles, picks it up with a bare hand and fires wildly off the chain link fence. And luckily for the Hammerheads, stays just to the right of that auxiliary bench area. Before, by the way, that'll be an E6 on Watson that allows Steiger to reach here in this fourth inning. So Gus aboard. And now Austin Hendrick, RBI double his last time up, 1-for-2. But since this ballpark is so old, it was built back in 1914 when it opened. Just a couple months after Wrigley Field, as that is high, 1-0. Oldest ballpark in continuous use in minor league baseball. And so back in the 1910s, 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, we're over to first, and Steiger, rather, dives back. Smaller teams, players were smaller, so the dugouts are smaller here. And so as team sizes grew, the amount of coaches increased. 1-0 on the outer half, 1-1. And the players got bigger as well. Had to make some modifications, and so there are metal benches for Daytona to the left, Jupiter to the right, and they are chalked off with white. And if you go inside that area, it'd be like going into the dugout to make a catch as Hendrick chases a breaking ball in the dirt, 1-2. So if a throw goes into that auxiliary area with the metal bench, automatic dead ball. And it's like the ball went into the dugout. The runner gets an extra base. So that's where Jupiter caught a break. Watson's throw stayed out of that chalk auxiliary area. 1-2. That one bounces in front of the feet of Hendrick. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bierman, though, tonight, those 3 innings, 5 runs all earned on 7 hits. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Gave up the grand slam to Triano through a wild pitch. 60 tosses and 37 strikes. 1 on, 1 out in the fourth, and Hendrick strikes out on the fastball down and away at 90. Maybe that was a changeup from Quiñones. Either way, he's got a strikeout. His first of the night. 2 down in the foul in the second. 2 at-bats, 2 doubles. 1 to left, 1 to right center. It's over the head of Castillo and off the wall last inning. Quiñones throw back to first, and Steiger able to dive in ahead of the tag from Rodriguez. Series continues tomorrow. We'll have our Mother's Day celebration. Mama's Porch Rocker drink specials. Heard their fantastic runner goes. Pitch outside, throw down. Actually, it was called a strike. But either way, Steiger slides in feet first with a stolen bat. So a strike to Allen. It is 0-1. But Steiger with Daytona's second stolen base of the night. And for him, that is his seventh of the year. At 14 to lead the club last season. So 0-1 on Jay. With another man in scoring position. That one bounces off the plate at 84. It is one ball and one strike. Twilight sky here in Daytona. Sun has set behind the buildings and the third base bleachers. Lights making more and more of an effect as Allen hits a dribbler. Outside of the batter's circle, a foul ball. It's 1-2. Got goldish pink hues. You look out towards those third base bleachers and the shops and restaurants as the cars whiz by on Beach Street. Also looking out beyond the left field wall and the video board and the manual scoreboard here as well. The 1-2. And he got him swinging. Pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Barstad. Out in front of the plate. Throws to first. And completes the K to end the inning. So, Quiñones does a nice job in his first inning of relief. No runs, no hits, an error. And one man left after four. It is still 5-0 Tortugas. Sam Benscooter back to work on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona 257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Ben Scooter working into the fifth inning for his second straight start. And the first pitch of the fifth is outside of Christian Rodriguez. It is 1-0. Rodriguez struck out his first time up. And that slider on the inside corner, it is 1-1. Rodriguez, Barstad, Sanoja. The 3-2 up in the inning, 1-1. And Rodriguez swings through a high fastball at 92. It's a ball and two strikes. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Saturday. Let you know what's going on across the FSL. 1-2. Rodriguez tries to check his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal, says Argueza. And Rodriguez down on strikes for the second time tonight. Another punch out for Ben Scooter. That is his fifth. Leadoff man sat down. And now it is Cameron Barstad. Grounded out to first in his first at-bat. Righty Ben Scooter winds and deals, and Barstad out in front of 86. It is 0-1. But in the league tonight, one game already final. The 0-1, down and in, 1-1. Palm Beach who plays at the same stadium Jupiter does, hosting the St. Lucie Mets today. They started at 3 o'clock this afternoon. 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not this time, says Argueza. And the count is 2-1. Apparently, there was a tacos and tequila festival going on in that Abacoa section right around the ballpark. Roger Dean, as that is high. And it's now 3-1. That's the reason why they played at 3 o'clock today. And the Mets' seven-game winning streak came to a close. They put up 5 runs in the ninth to make it close. Well, the Cardinals a 13-9 win as Barstad takes high for ball 4. Third walk given up by... And Jupiter 1-1 out in the fifth for Javier Sanoja. Sanoja ground out to second his first time 0-1. Alex Ramirez and William Lugo each hit home runs in the ninth inning, their second of the year. Ramon Mendoza hit a 2-run shot for the Cardinals as that one hit off the end of the bat towards the clubhouse. It is 0-1. Luis Rodriguez also hit his first of the year for the Cardinals as well. Barstad leads off of first, the 0-1. And again off the end of the bat. Out of the stadium towards East Orange Avenue, 0-2. Bottom of the sixth in Lakeland, another slugfest. Flying Tigers, an 11-7 lead on Fort Myers. Jose De La Cruz, a 3-run homer, his fifth, the 0-2. Sweeps down and away, slider. 1-2. Christian Santana, a solo home run, his third for Lakeland, and also a home run in that ball game from Isaac Pacheco, his third. As this one skied in the air, shallow right side. Almonte back onto the outfield turf and makes the catch over his shoulder for the second out. 1-2 in the fifth inning. Now it's Javion Cody. Cody struck out looking his first time 0-1. Jackson Jobe, one of the top picks in last year's draft, made the start in that game for Lakeland today. It did not go great.
Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket.
O'Gwynn walked and scored his last time. Has also struck out 0-1 tonight. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he didn't. It is 1-1. Jose Franco up and throwing as we expected out in Daytona's left field bullpen. 5-0 Daytona lead at this juncture. 1-1. And O'Gwynn takes below the knees. At 83 miles an hour, it's 2-1. Continuing that look around the FSL tonight. Quiñones takes or deals in the dirt. It is 3-1. Righty at the belt. 3-1 pitch. O'Gwynn checks his swing. Didn't go. It's low ball 4. And Jamal is on base yet again. Continuing to see his on-base percentage skyrocket. Great eye for the young left fielder. And now Michel Triana. Single to left his first time up and hit a mammoth grand slam to right that broke TrackMan. Back in the third. And he takes low from Quiñones. It is 1-0. Daytona's first grand slam since last year. I don't remember who was the one who hit. 1-0. That one down by the shoelaces of Triana. And the count now 2-1. Or rather 2-0. Pull up the game notes from last year. Righty fires. Triana takes a knee-high strike at 90. It is 2-1. That pitch. Chastise. And the count 2-2 was hit by Blake Dunn on August the 15th of last year. Daytona lost that game in 8 innings, 9-8, a doubleheader. As Triana hops that one off the dish, it is still 2-2. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the fifth, Daytona in front by 5. But the team Dunn hit it against was the team Daytona is playing right now. It was the last time Jupiter was in this ballpark. In August of last year, the last time a grand slam was hit by a Tortuga. That pitch dropped off the outside corner by Barstad. And O'Gwynn, a great read, able to get to second, sliding in feet first. The wild pitch on Quiñones. The offering way outside, and it's now a full count on Triana. Daytona looking to tack on here in the fifth inning. As time called, and a balk. A balk is called on Quiñones by the base umpire, Christian Argueza. Could hear it clear as day. And now a wild pitch gets O'Gwynn to second, and a balk gets him to third. Infield in around now. Middle infield at about halfway as Triana strikes out on 90 down and in. Big strikeout for Quiñones, his third. His last three outs have been courtesy of the strikeout. Here's Hayden Jones. He's reached base twice tonight. A walk and a single in this one. And Dunn, shortly after that grand slam, broke his nose as a ball on the turf out in left field came up and drilled him in the face. As Jones takes down and in. It is one ball and no strikes. Continuing that look around the league, bottom of the seventh. Dunedin hosting Clearwater. Threshers a 3-2 lead. Foul to the right. And the count is 1-1. O'Gwynn leads off at third, the 1-1 pitch, and Jones stays away from 86 off the plate. And the count is 2-1. Twilight sky continuing, goldish strands all across the horizon. What has been a gorgeous Saturday by the world's most famous beach, the 2-1. On the outside corner, called strike. It is 2-2. Dunn hasn't played anywhere yet this season. Was the Reds' 15th round pick last year. Break even to Hayden. And he got him swinging. 91 tailing away. Back-to-back strikeouts by Quiñones. And now Daytona needs a base hit or a wild pitch to get that runner in from third. Rainey Reyes 0-2. Ground ball to short, to fly out to center tonight on the nice catch by Johnson. Clearwater a 3-2 lead on Dunedin. That game in the top of the eighth now as Reyes takes a strike away. It is 0-1. Daytona will travel to Clearwater on Tuesday to open up their first series of the year against the Phillies affiliate as Reyes stings one up the third baseline. Foul ball, 0-2. Only other game going on in the circuit right now, top of the seventh in Bradenton. Marauders a 2-1 lead on the Tampa Tarpons. Well, Spencer Smith, the Marauders broadcaster, was worried earlier today that they were going to get hit with some bad rain. But they've been able to play on. The 0-2 got him swinging. Fast ball up, and Quiñones strikes out the side after a walk, a wild pitch, and a balk. Put a man at third with nobody out. Well done by the young righty. No runs, no hits. One left at the end of five. Still 5-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Sixth inning at the Jack. New arm in for Daytona. It is the righty Jose Franco. Franco, 6 foot two, 239 pounds, 21 years old from Aragua, Venezuela. Signed by the Reds out of the South American country in 2018. He'll face the top of Jupiter's lineup in the sixth. Hammerhead still without a base hit tonight. And the first pitch to Jose Salas, a late swing on a fastball. It is 0-1. Salas has walked and flied out tonight. 0-for-1 in this ballgame. Broncos 0-1, and this one off the hands over towards second. Leaping is Almonte onto the first out. Salas now 0-for-2. Khalil Watson stepping up, 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts tonight. Numbers for Franco this season. Making his sixth appearance, third out of the bullpen, 0-1 record, a 5.4 ERA. Here's the first pitch to the lefty Watson. In the dirt, down and in. 1-0. Franco, 21 hits allowed in 18 and a third innings, 10 walks, 27 strikeouts. 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Opponents hitting 296 off him so far this year. Franco made the start on Sunday against the Mets, the 2-0. And Watson a healthy hack through 94. It's 2-1. Franco gave up 3 runs on 6 hits in 3 innings. Walked 2, struck out 2, the 2-1. And a late swing again on a fastball in at 95. It's 2-2. Only 3 runs Franco gave up on a 3-run home run to Alex Ramirez. Well, a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, got him looking, strike three called, and that's the third time Watson's been down on strikes tonight. Second time he's been down on the backwards K. First K tonight for Jose. And now Kyler Castillo. Castillo 0-for-2, a fly ball to center, a fly ball to right. Franco from the first base side. And the breaking ball low, 1-0. Final line for Sam Benscooter tonight. 5 innings, no runs, no hits, the 1-0. And Castillo late on the heat again. It is 1-1. Benscooter, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts tonight. 71 pitches, 44 strikes. Leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side as Jose misses a hair low. It is 2-1. Bases empty, 2 out. Top 6, a 2, or rather 5-0 Daytona lead. As that one off the outside corner, 3-1. Crowd letting the home plate umpire, Alex Laurie. Broncos 3-1, and Castillo totally fooled on the sweeping breaking ball. Tried to hold up, couldn't. It's a full count. A payoff pitch from Jose, and Castillo bounces it off the plate. He'll stay alive with a full count. Action. In Jupiter's right field bullpen now. Righty up and throwing. Looks to be Yuris Jimenez as Castillo strikes out on the fastball. 95 on the outside corner. And Franco gets back-to-back strikeouts to end a perfect first inning of relief. Retires the side on 14 pitches. After five and a half, it is still a 5-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jupiter making their second call to the bullpen tonight. Now on in relief is the right-hander Yuris Jimenez, 6'4", 240 pounds, 21 years old, out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Marlins back in 2017. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Daytona in the sixth. Jimenez sets with a cross step towards third. First pitch inside. 4-1. Almonte 0-2, lined into a double play. He's also fly to right. I stand corrected, 8-9-1. Due up against Jimenez in the sixth as Almonte takes a called strike outside corner. It is 1-1. Numbers for Jimenez so far this year, making his seventh 1.17 earned run average, the 1-1. And Almonte looks at a breaking ball, strike 1-2. Jimenez, 5 hits in 7 2/3 innings, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts, his second appearance in this series. 1-2. That sweeps outside and low. 2-2 the count. Jimenez on Tuesday through the final inning in a third for the Hammerheads. No runs on 2 hits. No walks, 2 strikeouts. 11 of 15 pitches were strikes. The 2-2. On the outside corner with a fastball at 94. And Almonte down looking for the first out of the sixth inning. Now it's Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo single to left in his first trip, has also grounded out to second base. Switch hitter batting left-handed with the righty on the mound. As the first offering from Jimenez. Off-speed pitch up in the zone, but a called strike 0-1. Final line for Yoelen Quiñones. Out of the bullpen today, the 0-1. And Astudillo out in front. Fouls it behind the plate. It is 0-2. Quiñones, 2 innings, no runs, no hits. A walk and 4 strikeouts. Was called for a wild pitch and a balk. With 32 pitches, 19 strikes. Is Astudillo a foul tip? And they say it bounced before the catcher Barstad caught it. And now the umpire says he did caught it. He did catch it. A little confusing there from Alex Laurie, but results in a strikeout. Second straight K for Jimenez to begin his night. And back to the top of the order in Gus Steiger. Steiger 0-3. reached on an error his last time. And that fastball might go in one. Get you a look at the Reds affiliates rather shortly. The 0-1. And Steiger looks at a called strike going 2. A lot of doubleheaders today in the Red system. Three of them, as a matter of fact, all told. The 0-2 to Gus. Inside, nearly hit him on that front shoulder. Able to spin out of the way of a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and now back in the box. Steiger did have a couple of injuries that shelved him for a time last year, a concussion, a shoulder sprain. A 1-2. Steiger slashes one to the right. Body scattering by Jupiter's bullpen. It is still a ball and two strikes. We'll have some Reds news for you in the seventh inning as well. A 1-2 pitch. Steiger skips it off the plate. We'll do it again. Base is empty, two out. Bottom six, a 5-0 Daytona lead. Most notable of which, a call-up by the Reds for the doubleheader today as Steiger takes off the inside corner. Try to snap a breaking ball in there. Couldn't do so successfully. It's 2-2. All five of the runs tonight coming for Daytona in the third on a Hendrick double and a grand slam by Triana. The 2-2. Steiger, couple bounces to short, waiting on it, Watson. And the throw to first, in time to get him by half a step. Steiger can't believe it. Not as much emotion you'll see from Steiger. And he has some words for Christian Argueza before he walks back to the Daytona third base dugout. Good hustle by Gus. Watson nearly took too much time, but still able to get him to complete a 1-2-3 inning. On to the seventh. Jupiter still doesn't have a number in that second column out on the manual scoreboard and left. 5-0 Daytona, our score.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Maplewood Smoked Bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Three walks tonight. Those are the only base runners for Jupiter. As Osiris Johnson leads off against Jose Franco and takes down and away for ball one. Johnson, Allen, Rodriguez, the 3-2 up for the Hammerheads in the seventh. Johnson has one of those three walks. That was back in the opening inning. That one outside 2-0. Stand corrected, actually came in his last at-bat in the fourth. 2-0. Fastball strike at 93. It's 2-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliates, as we said. Cincinnati playing a doubleheader today against the Pirates, and in game one, they snapped the losing streak. 2-1. Johnson straight back. It's 2-2. Reds a 9-2 winner over the Pirates in game one today that featured an interesting caveat. In the one Pirates catcher got hurt. Another was ejected as Johnson fouls it away, stays alive at 2-2. And so the Pirates had to use their third emergency catcher and infielder Josh Van Meter as Johnson swings and misses strike three. Fastball down and in at 94, tied Johnson in knots. And there is the first out here in the seventh inning. Van Meter, though, hadn't caught since high school. and was doing so today in the major leagues. The Reds scoring seven runs late to earn their fourth win of the year. 2-0. Rather, the first pitch of the at-bat to Allen. Looked out at that manual video board. Hadn't been updated yet. So the count 1-0 on Allen. Couple ground balls tonight. And he fouls that one back to the screen. It is 1-1. Tyler Naquin drove in three. Tyler Stevenson, the Daytona alum, had four RBIs in that one. The 1-1. Outside and low. And it's now two balls and one strike game. Two of that doubleheader going on right now. Another high-scoring affair. Pittsburgh leads 7-5 in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1. Up above the letters. Fastball 3-1. Tough start in game two for the Reds. Went with an opener. Almost used three different pitchers in the first. Pirates had three home runs in that opening inning as Allen takes up and in. Spins out of the way. Ball four. So first walk allowed by Franco. Fourth allowed by Daytona pitching tonight. And the Hammerheads have a base runner for the third time in four frames. And now the first baseman, Christian Rodriguez. Rodriguez 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. Jose from the stretch for the first time tonight. And that misses up and away for ball one. Brian Reynolds homered. Yoshi Susugo homer. Diego Castillo. Ben Gamel. Brandon Drury has a 3-1-0. And that pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. Steven Duggar came on, or rather Robert Duggar, I believe, came on, made his Reds debut. Through three innings, struck out five, gave up a trio of runs, 2-0. And Rodriguez spoils it towards the left-hand side, 2-1. Yeah, yesterday they added Duggar to the 26-man roster, activated Naquin, sent Ronnie Dawson back to Louisville, designated the right-hander Buck Farmer for assignment. Now the 2-1, and that off the plate inside, 3-1. Franco struggled to find the zone on his last couple of pitches. Second straight hitter, he's fallen behind 3-1. But the good news, at least in Tortuga land with the Reds today, is that is low ball four. So back-to-back one-out walks by Franco in the seventh. And Astudillo and Jose will chat out in front of home plate. First time the Hammerheads have had multiple base runners on all night long. And now Todd Naskadov, the pitching coach, out of the third base dugout to talk with Franco and Astudillo. But Jared Solomon, who was on the 2019 Daytona Tortugas, missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery. Of course, the 2020 season canceled due to the pandemic. Had been marvelous this year. Double A Chattanooga and Triple A Louisville. 10 2/3 scoreless innings. He's added to the roster as their 27th man for the doubleheader. Said today it's a debut, so I'm excited no matter what. I'm just excited and blessed. It's been a long time coming off of rehab and everything. It was just like I want to get to the bigs. I don't want to mess around anymore. Congratulations to Jared. Hasn't pitched yet today, so hasn't yet made his major league debut. If and when he does, will be the second Tortuga alumni to do so. One and one out as Naskadov returns to the dugout. Cameron Barstad, the hitter, 0 for 1 with a walk. Daytona a 5-0 lead. And the first pitch, a called strike at 94 away. It is 0-1. Great to see Jared up there. Marvelous start to his season in the minors. Was already on the Reds 40-man. An easy recall as that skips. Breaking pitch from Franco. It is 1-1. The other Reds news today. Aristides Aquino cleared waivers. No one put a claim in on him. And has been outrighted to Triple A Louisville. And the other thing was that Nick Lodolo was supposed to start game one of the doubleheader today. As that one off the outside corner, 2-1. was supposed to be activated off the IL, got scrapped last night. Reported a return of back soreness after throwing. Hasn't pitched since April the 28th. Has been on the IL since then. 2-1. Strike on the outside corner. Barstad disagrees. It's 2-2. David Bell said, and it's definitely concerning that he can't make a start today. I have not been told that it's a long-term issue. Hopefully, Nick will be able to make his start the next time through the rotation. The 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Got him looking. Same spot, different type of pitch. And Franco picks up the K, his fourth tonight. Two out in the seventh. Javier Sanoja will step in. 0 for 2 tonight. Ground ball to second and a pop-up to second. Allen the runner at second. Rodriguez the man at first. And the righty deals. That's a strike at the knees. And the count 0-1. Talking about all the doubleheaders today. Triple-A Louisville came from a couple days ago in another seven-inning nightcap. As that spins a strike outside corner, breaking ball 0-2. Louisville won the suspended game 7-5 in 10 innings. And now trail the Indianapolis Indians Pirates affiliate 6-1 in the seventh. The 0-2. And Sanoja sends it out of play to the right. Astudillo wanted that one. And the count stays at 0-2. Allen walked. He's at second. Rodriguez did the same. He's at first. Daytona still yet to give up a base hit. The 0-2 pitch. This one a ground ball. Back up the middle, and there it is. A base hit. Allen's going to be held at third in a five-run game. And Daytona's no-hit bid comes to a close after 6 2/3 innings. Second time this season, Daytona's had a no-hit bid into the seventh. And both of them were on a start made by Sam Benscooter. The first one was that devastating game in which Daytona was two outs away from the combined no-no. And then Osvaldo Tovalina to walk off three-run homer. The bases are loaded here for Javion Cody. And Franco takes and deals outside for ball one. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen, the birthday boy Ryan Cardona. I believe the man up and throwing. Hasn't pitched in this series as Cody gets it off the hands of the press box. It is 1-1. Double A Chattanooga, the only other team outside Daytona playing just a single game today. The 1-1. This is low. And the count 2-1. Chattanooga trailing Rocket City 3-2. That game in the top of the fourth. Eduardo Salazar making the start for the Lookouts. Bases loaded, two down in a 5-0 game. And Cody sends the 2-1 out beyond. IA Dayton dropped game one of their doubleheader at home today to Lake County. The Captains 2-0. And they trail in game two right now 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-2 on Javion Cody as time called by the batter. Daytona trying to keep the shutout intact. Allen walked at third. Rodriguez walked at second. Sanoja, the lone base hit tonight at first. The 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. And a roar of emotion from Jose Franco, about as much emotion as you'll ever see from the stoic 21-year-old. And he picks up a huge K to strand the bases loaded in the seventh. No runs, one hit. And the bases left full in the seventh inning. Time to get up and stretch out those arms and legs. Daytona leads it 5-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky.
In all, the Tugas will have 7 fireworks shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Really impressive job by Jose Franco to get out of that bases loaded jam in the 7th. Jimenez will stay on at base. Austin Hendrick to lead off in the bottom of the 7th. 2, 3, and 4 in the Daytona order. Justin Rock with you here on this Saturday, May the 7th, 2022. 5-0 Tortugas in front as Hendrick takes the first pitch of the home half of the frame. Outside for ball one. Hammerheads, no runs, one hit now. One error and 6 left. 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 5 left for Daytona. As Hendrick hits it hard but out of play to the left. And the count is 1-1. We talked a couple of days ago about that bizarre scene in Miami earlier this week. The 1-1, and Hendrick hits one very high in the air, shallow center field. Shortstop Watson, second baseman Sanoha in the area, and Sanoha dropped the ball, and Hendrick slides in feet first. I mean, that's uncanny. That's the third time that's happened with Hendrick in this series. He had one that dunked in for a base hit that Osiris Johnson couldn't find. Then his next at-bat in that game on Thursday was that infield fly rule that turned my head into putty. And that one there, both Watson and Salas were in the area, and Salas just couldn't squeeze it. It was hard to tell which one had a better play on the ball. They were sort of standing one behind the other. So a man at second and nobody out, and the runner goes. The pitch missed by the catcher, Felix Laurie, in the chest. And Hendrick steals third, and that's the second time we've seen an umpire get hurt in this series. Josh Hobson, the Tortugas trainer, out to check on him. Cookie Dawkins, the Tortugas manager, also out there as well. As the two umpires and the two Tortugas staff members congregate. What a weird beginning. To the home half of the 7th inning, a drop pop-up in shallow center. And then a stolen base in which the catcher misses the ball and hits the home plate umpire in the chest. And luckily, Laurie okay and will continue on. Connor McKenna, who was the home plate umpire for the game on Tuesday, got hurt somewhere in the first inning. Left the game. Argueza umpired the final 8 innings of that contest solo. Laurie came in on Wednesday. McKenna's doing all right. He's actually been here in the stadium all week. And probably will return sooner rather than later, but playing it safe as Allen fooled on the breaking ball. And the count is 1-1. Allen 2-for-3, a couple of doubles, a run scored, and a strikeout tonight. Infield in all around for Jupiter, the 1-1. And Allen takes low, 2-1. But we were talking about that bizarre incident in Miami on Wednesday afternoon when Madison Bumgarner was walking off the mound in the first inning, 2-1. And Allen swings and misses. And the count 2-2. 93-mile-an-hour fastball on the inner half. And the umpire, Dan Bellino, was just staring at Bumgarner the whole time, almost like he was baiting him. A 2-2 pitch, Allen on the ground, diving play by the third baseman, Sano on to his left, gets up, throws to first, and throws out Allen Cad to hold at third base. Run-saving play by Javier Sano to his left. And now it's Jamal O'Quinn. Great defensive play with the infield in. O'Quinn 0-for-1, a couple of walks and a strikeout tonight. But Bellino just kept staring at him. Bumgarner wasn't looking at him at all. And after a couple of glances, Bumgarner figured out what was going on and had some words for Bellino. And Bellino ultimately ejected him from the ball game as O'Quinn takes low for ball one. And we were talking on Wednesday night when that happened about how unprofessional that was from the umpire just staring into his skull as O'Quinn takes a strike on the inner black. It is 1-1. But Bellino also did something that very few umpires ever do, and that is issue an apology. The 1-1 in the dirt. And the count now 2-1. Man at third, one out, bottom seven. Daytona a 5-0 advantage. But he released a statement saying, I'd like to address my actions on May 4th involving Madison Bumgarner. 2-1. That down and in right by the black and white Adidas cleats for O'Quinn. It's a 3-ball, 1-strike count. He's added, when I began my MLB career almost 15 years ago, I received some good advice. I was told to umpire every game as if my children were sitting in the front row. I fell short of those expectations this week. The 3-1, and O'Quinn, a bouncing ball towards the third base coach's box. It's a full count. While I can't go back and change what happened, I take full accountability. I will learn from this incident, and I sincerely apologize. And I got to give a lot of credit to Dan there. Very rarely do you see an umpire issue a written apology like that. And that's exactly what he did, as O'Quinn a little flare. Back behind first. Out is the first baseman calling for the second baseman, Salas, and makes the basket catch. Using his chest to help make the play. And there is the second out of the inning. So Hendrick was at third with nobody out. Daytona has yet to bring him home. And now it is Michelle Triana, who has the biggest hit of this ball game, the grand slam in the third. Daytona, even with that explosion in the third inning, just 2-for-12 tonight with runners in scoring position. Trying to deliver another one here as Triana serves one left field. Coming on is Cody to his left, sliding feet first and makes the catch to end the inning. Jimenez raises his hands in the air to celebrate and then tips his cap to his left fielder as he takes away a base hit and an RBI from Triana. Daytona gets a man to third with nobody out but can't bring him home on the error. We head to the eighth. It is still a 5-0 Daytona lead here from the Jack.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life and change the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Top of the lineup due up for Jupiter in the 8th. Daytona a 5-0 lead. And Salas first pitch swinging hits a skyscraping fly ball to right. Out Almonte, in is Hendrick. He will call for it and sands his hat. Makes the catch over his right shoulder. One pitch, one out. Here to begin the top half of the 8th. Daytona a 5-0 advantage. Justin Rock with you. Penultimate game of this 6-game series. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. 5:35 first pitch. Mother's Day celebration here at the Jack as that one yanked very far, very deep, and very foul. Out beyond the Budweiser bullpen, maybe towards the loading dock where the visiting team bus comes in after each game. The 0-1. And Watson takes in the dirt, 1-1. Watson 0-3 with three strikeouts tonight. We'll have a great celebration tomorrow for Mother's Day. Flower giveaways, raffles every inning. As Watson takes a called strike, and the home plate umpire, Alex Laurie, was the man who ejected him on Thursday night. And now Franco, as he was about ready to throw that one to, looked like he may have got something in his eye. Stepped off and wiped at it with his left arm. Now here comes the 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking again. Third straight strikeout for Watson looking. And Franco picks up strikeout number 6 of his evening. Two away in the 8th. And now the right fielder, Kyler Castillo. Daytona's done a nice job keeping him in check tonight. 0-3, a couple of fly balls and a strikeout. And the first pitch is high for ball 1. Castillo still with the 0-3 tonight, 7-16 in this series. The 1-0 from Franco. Off the plate inside, 2-0. Pitch. There is a fastball strike, 2-1. We'll also, on Sunday, tomorrow, have Mama's Porch Rocker drink specials at the concession stands. And ability to have a catch on the field before the game. And a swing and a miss at a fastball there from Castillo, 2-2. One of the most historic fields in baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Castillo a line drive, and there's hit number 2 for Jupiter tonight. Could not keep Castillo off the hit column for the second time in this series as the hit machine picks up another one to keep the rally alive for the Hammerheads in the 8th. And now it is the center fielder, Osiris Johnson. Should be a fun day tomorrow. Gates open at 4:30. Our coverage begins at 20 after, leading up to that 5:35 first pitch. Johnson 0-2 with a walk tonight. He takes inside for ball 1. Saw Johnson and Jamal O'Gwin exchange pleasantries earlier today. A couple of NorCal boys. As there's a strike outside corner, 1-1. Now the umpire waving his hands. Oh, ball got loose from the Jupiter bullpen. That's what it was. Confused. It was right after the pitch. Thought he was waving off the pitch for a second. But now I understand, Alex. The 1-1. Johnson, a soft ground ball up the middle. Steiger fields, flips it with the glove behind him to Almonte. Wasn't even looking. It's like a Magic Johnson no-look pass from Gus Steiger. And they force out Castillo. 6-4 to end the inning. No runs, a hit. And one runner left aboard at the end of 7.5. Still a 5-0 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Call to the bullpen for Jupiter as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. Making his second appearance of the series is the Cincinnati-born righty, Jake Schrand. And he'll face Hayden Jones, Rainey Reyes, and Sebastian Almonte. Begin the bottom of the eighth inning, and Schrand misses up and away for ball one. Schrand, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old from Cincinnati. Ninth round pick last year by the Marlins. Righty kicks the 1-0. And Jones hits one in the air, center field. Out is Watson, in is Johnson to his right, slowing down underneath it and over his left shoulder. Makes the play for the first out. Leadoff man retired. Four straight retired by Jupiter pitching. And now Rainey Reyes 0 for 3. Schrand making his third appearance of the year. No record, an 8.1 ERA. Three runs, four hits, and three and a third innings. A walk in three Ks. And the pitch to Reyes. Breaker on the outer half at 77. It's 0-1. Ryan Cardona back up in the bullpen. Looks like he'll come on to throw the ninth inning on his birthday. The 0-1. Reyes turned his shoulder on the breaking ball. But spun across the plate at the last second. It's 0-2. Nice pitch there from Schrand. Schrand had a tough day at the yard in the opening game of the series on Tuesday, as Reyes tomahawks one out of play to stay in there at 0-2. Gave up three runs on three hits in an inning. No walks, a strikeout. Gave up back-to-back home runs to Danny Lantigua and Ruben Ibarra. The first back-to-back home runs for Daytona of the season. The 0-2, and ooh, that hit two people. That hit Reyes, and it came in and hit Barstad, the catcher, on the mask, with almost the same speed. That comes after the last bottom half of the inning in which the home plate umpire was hit by a ball that Barstad missed. And now Laurie and Barstad sharing a laugh about it. Or at least Laurie is. I can see a smile on his face. And now Reyes aboard with one out for Almonte. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that. Looked like it hit Barstad worse than it hit Reyes. As that breaking ball towards the front hip, then finds the inside corner, 0-1 on Almonte. Sebastian 0-3 is lined into a double play, fly to right and struck out. Righty batter with an open stance, very slightly though. The 0-1. And that drops in for a called strike two. Final line for the right-hander Yuris Jimenez. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, two Ks. The 0-2. And Almonte lays off in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes. One on, one out, bottom eight. Daytona looking to add some cushion to a 5-0 lead. The Ari Fronson for the Tortugas tomorrow. Sandro Bargallo for the Hammerheads, as Almonte hits one hard to right. Back goes Castillo, stops and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. Almonte hit it hard, but a line out to right field. And now the nine hitter, the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo singled to left his first time, since then has grounded out and struck out. A rarity for the Astudillo family. don't walk a lot. They don't strike out very much either. As Astudillo takes one that bounces off the plate, 1-0. Jimenez, 30 pitches, 20 strikes tonight, by the way. Looking ahead to the top, Alan Rodriguez and Barstow. Same part of the lineup that was up in the seventh as that backdoor breaker finds the outside corner, 1-1. Reyes was hit by a pitch. He leads off of first. Third baseman Sanoha well off the line. As Astudillo on the ground is short. Watson will run towards second when he realized he didn't need to make the throw on at first and does so successfully to get the force and end the inning. For Daytona, no runs, no hits. One left on the hit by pitch. To the ninth inning we go. Ryan Cardona celebrating his 22nd birthday today. Going to try and finish it off. Tortuga's a 5-0 lead here in Daytona Beach.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Cardona, the Jersey boy, coming out. Everyone clapping along as Cardona comes on. Turns 22 today, 6 feet tall, 211 pounds from Livingston, New Jersey. 19th round pick of the Reds last year at Amherst College in Poughkeepsie, New York. Cardona, been one of the guys the Tortugas have trusted upon in late game situations out of the bullpen. Cardona, his fifth appearance, first appearance of this series, 2-0 record, a .93 ERA. 2-for-2 in save tries, not a save opportunity here tonight. 6 hits in 9 2/3 innings. 5 walks and 8 strikeouts. Allen will lead off, 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. And the first pitch of Cardona's evening is low for ball one. Cardona, last pitched against the Mets. That was the game last Thursday. Picked up the win with 3 shutout innings. As this one hit hard on the ground. Diving play by Steiger, but under his glove to his right. And Allen aboard with a leadoff single. Second time Brady Allen has reached. And the Hammerheads have the leadoff man on in the ninth. Now it's Christian Rodriguez, 0-for-2 with a walk. But Cardona is season high and a career high, tying 3 innings. No runs, 2 hits, a walk. And 3 Ks. He's earned a decision in each of his first 4 appearances this year. 2 wins and 2 saves. Here's the first offering to Rodriguez, and that misses down and away for ball one. Righty Cardona sets with a cross step towards third, now offers low. And it is 2-0. Seems that cross step a little more extreme for Cardona this go around. Fiddles with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign from Astudillo. Now the 2-0. And Rodriguez in the air, left center field. Over and to his right is Allen. Now comes in a few steps and makes the backhanded catch for the first out of the ninth inning. One away. Here is Cameron Barstad. 0-for-2 as final line for Jose Franco tonight. 3 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Franco 57 pitches, 35 strikes tonight. Righty's first pitch to Barstad. Nasty breaking ball. But drops too far down and out of the zone. It's 1-0. Reyes off the line at third. The 1-0. And another one bounces in there. It is two balls and no strikes. Nice crowd on hand here on this Saturday. 1,448 here on City of DeLand night. Trying to will Daytona for these final two outs as Barstad swings at 2-0 and fouls it off the glove of Astudillo, 2-1. Cardona finished the season last year in Daytona. Predominantly a starter, three of his four appearances were in the rotation. 1-1, an ERA of 5, a 2-1. And Barstad, a hard line drive, caught by Triana, steps on first, double play, ball game over, and you can celebrate a Tortugas shutout victory. A heat-seeking missile off the bat of Barstad, and it just caught Triana more than Triana caught it. And no opportunity for Allen to get back to first. A three unassisted double play, and Daytona has shut out Jupiter for the second time in this series. A three-hitter tonight from Sam Benscooter, Jose Franco, and the birthday boy, Ryan Cardona. Your final score tonight, Daytona 5 and Jupiter nothing, as the Tortugas, at the very least, earn themselves a split in this home series. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Daytona, a 5-0 shutout winner tonight here at home. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are set most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Your Tortugas return to Daytona on Tuesday, May 3rd for a set with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by LabCorp and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. May the food be with you on May 4th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns on Cinco de Mayo with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on May 5th, including drink special starting at just $1. We kick off the weekend with our first Copa de la Diversión night of the year on Friday, May 6th. Dick around after the final out for another First Friday firework extravaganza. Saturday, May 7th features our Fun on the Farm Day and then City of the Land night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream and a special giveaway to celebrate Mother's Day. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get areas and pricing. Give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Another trip to winner's circle for Daytona in this homestand as they have taken three of the first five. Their second shutout of the series, their third of the year, a three-hitter. As Sam Benscooter, Jose Franco, and Ryan Cardona get it done tonight as Daytona wins it 5-0. Darren, a no-hit bid until two outs in the seventh inning. A thriller here today. Daytona with the win, improving to 12-14. Hammerheads back at 500 at 13-13 with the loss. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Daytona and Jupiter were scoreless through the first two and a half innings. It was Sam Benscooter to start. Gabe Bierman against him. A couple of former Big Ten rivals. Bierman at Indiana. Benscooter at Michigan State. Scoreless game, as we said, going to the bottom of the third. But that's when Daytona really came to life. Wilford Astudillo led off the inning. First pitch swinging. Line to base hit into left field. After Gus Steiger erased him on a fielder's choice, Gus took second on a wild pitch. And then Austin Hendrick had a hustle double in a right center field. Steiger scored and gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Jay Allen followed, hit a high fly drive out to right field as well. But Austin Hendrick had a hold up at second base as he had to wait to see if Castillo would make a play on that ball. Couldn't it? Bounced off the fence. Hendrick was held at third. Allen was in at second with his second double of the game. And Daytona had second and third and still only one out. After a five-pitch walk to Jamal O'Gwin, the first pitch to Michelle Triano broke and exit velo was never registered as the ball sailed out of the stadium. Very similar spot to where Austin Hendrick hit his ball the other night. But Triano with the grand slam, Daytona's first of the year, his first home run of the season, gave the Tortugas a 5-0 lead. They would not score again the rest of the night. Jupiter's best opportunity came to score in the top of the seventh inning against Jose Franco. Daytona carried a combined no-hit bid into that seventh inning. He struck out Osiris Johnson to start, but then walked Allen and Rodriguez consecutively before striking Cameron Barstad out looking. On an 0-2 pitch to Javier Sanoa, the no-hitter came to a close on a base hit to center. Angel Espada held Allen at third base, and so the bases were loaded, and two out for Javion Cody, and on a 2-2 pitch, Jose Franco totally fooled him on an offering inside. He struck out. That ended the rally, and Daytona still kept that 5-0 lead. Hammerheads would get a man on to start the ninth inning, but a fly ball to center and that hard line drive double play to first ended it as the Tortugas win it tonight by a 5-0 final score. Sam Benscooter the win. He improves to 2-1, 5 no-hit shutout innings tonight, 3 walks and 6 strikeouts. Gabe Bierman suffers a loss. He drops to 0-1. 5 runs all earned on 7 hits in 3 innings. Walked 2 and struck out 2. Final line score tonight. Jupiter, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors. They left 7. Daytona, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 7 as well. Final time of game tonight. A very manageable 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,448. Let's take a look through the day that was in the Florida State League here on this Saturday. Palm Beach playing at home in Jupiter against the St. Lucie Mets. Their game started at 3 o'clock today because of a tequila and tacos festival in and around the ballpark. Well, the Cardinals snapped the Mets' 7-game winning streak with a 13-9 win. Lakeland over Fort Myers in a slugfest at Clearwater over Dunedin 6-2. And Bradenton knocks off Tampa 3-2 was the final score there. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Saturday, Reds and Pirates playing a doubleheader. Reds taking the lid lifter of that twin bill 9-2. They trail in game two right now 8-5 in the top of the seventh inning. Triple A Louisville playing a quasi doubleheader today against Indianapolis. Pirates affiliate played a suspended game from earlier in the week. Louisville won that one 7-5-10. They dropped the nightcap by an 8-2 final. Bottom of the sixth inning in Alabama, it is the Double-A Chattanooga Lookouts against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Pandas a 7-5 lead in the bottom of the sixth. And High A Dayton at home, a doubleheader against the Lake County Captains Guardians affiliate. Guardians affiliate, the captain shut them out in game one 2-0. Lake County leading right now 4-3, bottom of the seventh in a seven-inning game in Game 2. As for Major League Baseball, on this Saturday, some weather impacting games, as there were three postponements in the major leagues on this Saturday. The Yankees and Rangers rained out again. They'll make it up on Monday. The Phillies and Mets rained out again. They'll make it up tomorrow. And the Orioles and Royals rained out as well. They'll make it up on Monday. Cubs and Dodgers, a doubleheader. Clayton Kershaw, the shutout in game one, 7-0. The Dodgers leading 4-2, bottom five in game two. Guardians and Blue Jays, a doubleheader today. Toronto taking the opener 8-3. Cleveland, a winner in the nightcap 8-2. Twins shut out the A's 1-0 behind Griffin Jacks. Yoan Duran closed it out in that one. Astros hold off the Tigers by a 3-2 final score. White Sox over the Red Sox 3-1 in 10 innings. Everything else in progress. Bottom six in San Francisco. Giants leading the Cardinals 9-4. Top seven in Atlanta. It is the Braves 2 and the Brewers 1. Max Fried against Corbin Burns still in that ball game. Middle of the fifth. Rockies and Diamondbacks scoreless. Davies, middle of the third in San Diego. It is the Marlins leading the Padres 1-0. Pablo Lopez against Sean Manaea. Top of the second in Anaheim. Nationals leading the Angels 1-0. Josiah Gray against former Red Michael Lorenzen. Gray, a former Reds prospect. And the Mariners taking on the Rays. Bottom one in Seattle. It is Marco Gonzalez against Drew Rasmussen. This series will wrap up tomorrow. Will be our Mother's Day extravaganza, as we said earlier. Mama's Porch Rocker drink specials, flower giveaways throughout the game. We'll be giving away raffles in each and every inning during tomorrow's contest as well. Come out early, have a catch on the field. Stay late, have the kids run the bases, courtesy of Neighbor's Ice Cream Parlor, and celebrate Mother's Day with a Sheldon's Family Fun Day Sunday. Here at the Jack, it'll be Are Franson. For Daytona, 1-1, a 5.63 ERA. Sandro Bargallo, the Cuban native lefty, will get the ball for Jupiter, 1-0, a .48 ERA. Gates open at 4:30. Our coverage begins at 20 after 5, and that leads up to the 5:35 first pitch to close out the series on Mother's Day Sunday. That'll do it for us here tonight. Daytona, their second shutout win of the series, their third of the year, as they three hit the Hammerheads tonight by a 5-0 final score. So for our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back here at the Jack, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Daytona Beach. Again, your final tonight, the Tortugas 5 and the Hammerheads nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night to close out the series. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.